JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Big business outlook, what do we, I mean, we know what we made of it. Didn't look that good, does it?
No, but on a positive note, no more sleeps until the budget, Mike.
That's
no
true.
More sleeps.
That is true.
All will be revealed at 2 p.m. Look, there have been a significant number of pre-announcements, but I think there's still plenty of detail there to be delivered today, so we'll unpack that tomorrow morning, ain't you? Hey, ANZ Business Outlook, the monthly survey of business opinion, our sort of barometer on the mood and the disposition of business. Very useful and important input, though, for many observers, particularly that includes the Reserve Bank of New Zealand. Of course, it's a reflection of the environment into which the government is delivering the budget today. At a high level, the survey continues to confirm that the economy, it's moving in the direction that the central bank wants to see. Unfortunately, that direction is not exactly a rousing endorsement of the current state of play. On a positive note, if you're looking for silver linings here, the manufacturing sector sort of stands out as having a little bit of sparkle. It's a bit frisky. On the same general basis, the services sector is now starting to show some strain. Now, just looking at breaking down the numbers at the headline, confidence fell 4 points to plus 11, so it is falling. So that means that only a net 11% of firms are confident about the outlook for the year ahead. Expected own activity, always a little more interesting because there's less external bias there, fell 2 points to plus 12. Past own activity, that lifted 2 points. Unfortunately, it's still quite negative, negative 18. Now, that question compares firms' own activity versus a year ago, and this is where you can see construction and services there quite a bit weaker. That has a good correlation to growth, to GDP. The ANZ note that this indicator at the moment is suggesting that growth for Q1 was there. It was a little bit positive, but Q2 is looking less positive. Activity indicators generally weaker. That's where we can see the improvement in manufacturing. The RBNZ will be quietly cheering and easing in inflation indicators. So you get pricing intentions, they fell 5 points, and inflation expectations also eased from 3.8 to 3.6. They're still a bit high, but they're going in the right direction. Also some evidence in the survey, Mike, that further pressure coming out of wage inflation. The one thing I worry about investment intentions. Well, there's a question about that in the survey. It's still sitting negative. And my worry, Mike, is that we know we have a productivity issue. So when the economy does improve, which it will, if you have this extended period of underinvestment in business generally, that sort of potentially hampers the economies, but you can't fire up, you can't respond to the growth impulse. Overall, Mike, it's tough going out there for business. That's, I think, the key takeaway from the survey.
I think we're all living, breathing and feeling that at the moment. Mind you, F&P, there's a little bit of light there, isn't there? That's a good number or series of numbers.
Yeah, and the guidance is improving as well. So Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, one of the big guns in the NZX, they released their 24 financial year results yesterday, $264 million net profit after tax. That was as per their previous guidance, so no surprises there. Operating revenue up 10%, $1.74 billion, so generating a lot of revenue. 6% growth in underlying profit. Market analysts are probably more interested in the forward guidance. They gave pretty wide guidance range, and the net profit after tax guide for $310 to $360 million, that's on revenue of pretty much $2 billion. They've indicated the gross margin will improve. Look, I didn't listen into the analyst call. I was told the tone was quite positive, though. Good revenue momentum. Share price up 3.9% yesterday, and it's up 22% year to date, so that's pretty good.
And Main Freight, bit of a reality check there.
Yeah, a bit of reality. It's still one of the highest quality companies in New Zealand, Mike, on the NZX. Again, profit in line with expectations. Underlying profit, net profit before tax, $395 million. It's down 33%. The backdrop a little bit more challenging. Freight logistics sort of resetting after sort of pretty strong years in 22, 23. They've maintained their dividend despite the fall in profit. I think that's testament to the management's confidence about the medium-term health of the business. One thing I do want to mention, Don Braid, Managing Director Don Braid, did make some comments about the loss of the rail services or potential loss of rail services in North and South Island. If they can't put stuff on trains between the two islands, he says that will mean 5,700 more truck and trailer journeys per year.
The good news about that is the roads are up to it, so the infrastructure.
Yeah.
So
well, he basically says the roads won't be able to handle that, so we've got to sort this stuff out, don't we?
Yes, we do. We do. What are the numbers?
Well, a little bit weaker at the moment. The Dow Jones, 38,472. It's down 380 points, about 1%. S&P 500 down 27 points, 5279. And the NASDAQ down 47 points as we look at it, 0.28%, just under 17,000, 16,972. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 0.86%, 8183. The Nikkei lost 0.75%, 38,556. Shanghai Composite pretty flat, 3111. The Australasian markets were lower, ANZX barely down 4 points, but the ASX 200 was down 1.3% yesterday, 7665. On the currencies, Kiwi 0.6119 against the US, 0.9242 against the Aussie, 0.5657 euro, 0.4812 pounds, 96.46 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at 2,344. Brent crude, $83.62. And roll on 2 p.m.
Good on you, mate. Catch up tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.